Hey guys, welcome back to our podcast.
Welcome back to Second Nature. I hope you've been enjoying our podcast together.
You know what I watched the other day? That new movie with Zac Efron, the Ted Bundy one.
Oh, was it good?
I really liked it, but it's also probably because I love Zac Efron.
He is quite good looking. But I do believe Ted Bundy in real life was an absolute psychopath. And I think what scares me the most was not only did he dismember the corpse and bury them, but he also came back to sleep with them later on. And that's very disgusting.
Have you watched the movie?
No, but I've read about him quite a lot.
Did you watch the documentaries on Netflix?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't. I didn't actually watch the documentaries.
It's eye-opening because Ted Bundy had this sex appeal that, you know, he was this hot guy, you know, nobody would pick him for a serial killer. And then, wham, he is a serial killer.
Yeah, I know. No, the movie's really good. I do think they dramatized it a little bit, but it has to be. It's a movie.
I think anyone that falls for a psychopath is quite weird. Quite a weird person.
I feel like that's something you would do.
No, I probably am the psychopath.
Yeah. They'll fall in love with that me. That is more accurate.
They'll probably fall more in love with me. There's a reason that storms are, you know, named after people. Just saying. Should be a storm named after me. But I think that Ted Bundy was very charismatic, and I think that's why he got women. However, I do think there's one weird thing in the whole movie, that they have a girlfriend, because I'm pretty sure Ted Bundy didn't have a girlfriend.
No, he did. They show, do you mean Lily Collins? Yeah. No, they show who she played, like they show actual real life photos at the end of the movie, and they showed who she played. So he did have a girlfriend.
Hmm.
You should watch the movie. It's so good.
I will. I definitely will. Hopefully I'll find myself a Ted Bundy soon. No, I'm joking. No psychopaths.
Are you contradicting yourself again?
No,
again?
Definitely not. Do not need a serial killer. Do not need a psychopath.
You know what I want to talk about? Ghost stories.
Definitely. I've got pretty interesting ones.
Have you had experiences with ghosts before?
Look, I don't believe in ghosts. Like, you know, I'm not a big believer in them. But yes, I've had an experience once where I personally felt it, but someone else saw it.
Okay, tell me about it.
So this was the time we took the America trip. And do you remember it took me months to come back home?
Yeah.
Actually, my mum called me and said it's time to come home. So that's the time that, like, my grandma died.
Mm-hmm.
And I was upset I couldn't make it to the funeral and everything. So at that time, I was driving, or my ex was driving from Virginia Beach to Jersey. That's a 6-hour drive. So we're in the car, and I'm the type of person that needs the car heater on. So when I'm cold, I need not only the heater on, but I need the seat warmers on. I get really, really cold. And it was cold. It was, you know, January or February by the time. So at this point in our road trip, like back to Jersey, it was 9:30. I got this chill, like the car just got really cold. Everything got very foggy. We're passing, there was no street lights or anything. And we've done this drive quite a few times. So it wasn't the first time. And I said to my ex, I looked at him, I said, it's getting really cold. Like, I'm feeling really cold. Why have you turned everything off? Mm-hmm. And he looked pale as a ghost. My ex, and then I'm like, did you just touch my neck? Because he had his, like, I'm like, what's that? I'm like, did you just touch my neck? By the time I turned around to look, nothing was there, but the car, the back was still foggy. Inside the car was foggy.
Okay.
My ex looks pale as a ghost, and he didn't say anything to me for about half an hour. He just kept driving. My ex did not say anything to me. He just kept driving. And at this point, I'm like, why is the car cold? You know, what just touched me? I'm getting really, really, like, I'm getting anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking, oh my God, there might be a spider, or, you know, he's playing a joke on me. Half an hour later, he's like, someone was in the back of our car. And this is this is when we actually got to a town, had street lights and everything. He started talking. He goes, there was someone in the back of our car. There was an old lady in the back of our car. She gave me this look. And at that point, I could tell that he was being serious. His, like, the color from, like, his face had drained.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so freaked out, and I called my mum. I called her, and it was like,
holy shit.
You know, the time difference, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she's at work, and I'm screaming. I'm like, mum, something's going on, you know. He's seen a ghost in the car, and I'm like, and he literally said to me, he saw a picture of my grandma on, like, the obituary, the photo that we had on her.
Yeah.
He goes, that was her. So.
Had he ever seen her?
No, he'd never seen her. And this was the next day when I was like, who did you see? I'm like, did you see her? Because I showed her. And, yeah, but he saw her in a version where she wasn't, like, it was the sick version. She didn't look healthy. So he saw the same version as what we were seeing back home. And it was really, really like,
That's scary.
I was more upset than scared because why did he get to see my grandma and not me?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what was that, like, her kind of, because she always wanted to, like, see who I'd marry. She had this perfect guy in her head and stuff like that. So I always thought that she saw him because she wanted to see who I was going to end up with. Although I didn't end up with him, but I think that was her way of sort of keeping an eye on me or seeing, you know, what I'm going to end up with. It kind of put my mind at ease because it was like the last time.
Yeah.
Like it was her blessing, but I was still sad because I didn't get to see her myself.
That's so sad. You've never told me about that.
I haven't.
No, I've never heard about that story. Because I know it was like tough because we were on the trip and you got a call saying your grandma had passed away.
Yeah, it was in Mexico. And
you couldn't go back because the funeral was like the next day.
The next day, and then all the flights. You remember New York was grounded. It was the massive ice storm, and it was like everything happened at once. And my aunties and stuff just said to me, don't come home. They said, your grandma never wanted you to be that girl to be sad. Like, that's exactly what my grandma was the type that, you know, if I was out and about, she wanted me to live my life, to be independent. And they just said, what is the point of you coming back? You're going to miss the funeral. They said that to me. They're like, they don't want to hold off on the funeral.
I remember. I think I've had, yours was more intense. My experience, I haven't really had a ghost experience. But the reason I brought up before was when, you know, when you're sleeping and you feel like you're falling and you suddenly wake up is because a ghost has touched you. The reason I brought that up is because I that's happened to me before. I think I was in high school and I was sleeping and I felt like I had to wake up, but it more felt like there was someone in the room with me, like on my bed or something. It just felt like someone was there. I looked around, no one was there. Everyone was asleep. This is probably at like 2 or 3 a.m. And then the morning after, we got a call from India and Dad's mum had died, which was really sad because it was so scary because I'm like, it felt like she came into the room and was just saying her goodbyes.
Yeah.
But, and then it was, I don't know, that's why it still stays with me.
Yeah, of course.
When you get that feeling of like.
But I do feel like that could be the case because like I said, I feel like I couldn't see my grandma maybe because I didn't believe. And maybe that was like her way of saying like bye to you. Are you crying?
No.
It looked like you were crying.
No. I'm not crying. No,
but it's, I feel like certain, it's actually very scary.
Are you crying? Are you crying?
No.
Oh, okay, cool. Because that's awkward. I don't have time for that. No. Get your shit together.
No. No, but I do. I feel like that's how certain people say goodbye. And I do believe that's a big factor. I mean, if that's not a coincidence that that's happened.
Yeah. I mean, like, I'm sure you've heard ghost stories from your grandparents. Back in the day, like, when my grandma got married to my granddad, his mum had just passed away before the marriage. And once they got married, back in those days, you're just put to work once you get married.
Yeah.
Like, get in the kitchen, start cooking. So she was, like, constantly just tired, taking care of everyone, cooking, cleaning. And she was sitting down one day on the couch and someone started massaging her head and her shoulders. And then she turned around and it was his mom.
Oh, wow.
I know. And then.
Was she freaked out?
No. And then, you know, she just like went away. It's just like you hear all these stories and you're like, are you high? Like, were you on something, Nanny?
Did you take drugs? Nanny, no. By the way, if anybody's listening, is grandma in Indian, so.
Yeah. But there's so many, like, I'm sure there's a lot of ghost stories.
Well, like I said, I don't believe, so I always thought maybe that's why I didn't see her, but I
did. Oh, my God, what is that? Oh, my God.
Oh, my, you're such an asshole. I have to drive home by myself.
That was so funny.
Okay, that did nothing happened, but
I get really scared of like I can't watch horror movies. Can you?
No.
Yeah, I can't either. I thought
you. I choose not to.
That stuff stays with me.
So when I was younger, I must have been born probably. I was probably only like maybe 3 months old, and my parents lived in a small house. So we don't live in the house that we live in now. It's the one a couple of streets in front of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was an old Victorian style house. It wasn't very big. It was just an old Victorian style house. You know, high ceilings, fireplaces, the works. My mum was in the kitchen. I was in my room, which was the middle room. And my mum had, my mum was that after she finished cooking, she went to turn the fireplace on.
Mm-hmm.
But she saw a kid running down to the from like the corridor into my room.
Mm-hmm.
And my mum's like, that's weird. Like, who's running from the corridor to my daughter's room? So she ignored it. She thought it was something, you know, whatever. Then she heard a child laugh and run and another child runs into my room. And my at that point, my mum's like, that's weird. She just lost it because she was the only one home. And it was like probably like 11 p.m. or something. She went to check and there was a child just standing there faceless looking into my, like into my little crib. In my basement. So my mum grabbed me, got inside the car and drove to my cousin's house because she didn't know what to do. And she was like, that was one of the most scariest moments. And they were renting at the time.
Mm-hmm.
They figured out that two children were actually drowned by their mother in our tub.
Oh, my God.
Two very small little children.
And they were haunting the house?
Yeah. And the worst part is they were near my crib. And my mum went to the priest, obviously. And he goes, yes, your daughter's been touched by spirits. And she goes, but they were harmful spirits. And what he said to her was,
mm-hmm.
if you see, even though she found out those little small children had been drowned, what they say is if you see a small child,
mm-hmm.
that's actually a demon as opposed to a spirit.
Oh, what?
Yeah. So when you see ghosts, right, ghosts appear as themselves. Demons, however, appear as children. To trick the person or whoever's looking at them to show themselves as being innocent.
That's
and
scary.
It's happened to so many people. And that's why most people will say, as if a baby gets touched mm-hmm. by a demon, you go baptize your child because that's a demon. So it's like the demon wants to take your child's soul. And once it's baptized, it doesn't have it.
Did you get baptized?
No.
So your soul's been taken?
Probably. I think I was baptized. Just my mum, but I don't know. I don't think I'm the demon, but yeah, it's happened to a lot of people. There's been a lot of stories where they saw small children, like age of like 3 or, you know, toddlers, and they were actual demons.
You know what I find strange? Like if that happens to you, like if that happened to me, I would not be able to step foot in that house again. I don't get how people still.
My parents broke the lease because they weren't told that.
But I don't get how people still continue. You know how some people live in haunted houses?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, yeah, my house is haunted. Or, you know, like, I hear noises. And I would not be able to, like, live in that house. I would move out. I would probably sleep in my car if I had to. I wouldn't be able to live there.
But the thing is, you know, I wouldn't be scared of ghosts if they were good entities. As long as you don't invite them in,
mm-hmm.
you're fine. But when I found out about the whole children and demon thing, that's a whole different story because those kind of things are just a whole different, like, spectrum of bad.
If I saw a ghost, I would just, like, I would run out. I wouldn't... But although I would want to know why it's there, like, why it's sticking around, what it wants. You know what we should do?
I'm not doing a seance.
What's that?
A seance is like you call them in.
And is that like the Ouija board thing? Oh, I would never do that.
No. Let me tell you a story. Actually, my dad told me this. When my dad was little, so my dad's not from Australia. He's from Fiji.
Mm-hmm.
He was born and brought up there. My dad told me that a group of him and his friends once did a Ouija board.
Oh, my God.
And no, this is actually real. I will tell you the whole story. So they did a Ouija board and they opened the door to the other side. And my dad, and this is the honest truth, my family up till today has never allowed me to have a Ouija board, even as, like, you know how you can buy them as board games and stuff mm-hmm. like that? I was never allowed. I was never allowed to say Bloody Mary 3 times in the mirror. Mm-hmm. Nothing. If I even spoke to my dad about, like, this stuff, my dad would, like, completely shut me down.
Mm-hmm.
My dad, when he was younger, him and I think there were 10 of his boys, and they still are very close. They're still very close, except one of them. They opened the door to the other side by doing a Ouija board and calling the spirits and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
One of the friends got possessed.
What?
Yep. And is still possessed.
What?
Locked up in a mental institute. That guy never recovered. They did a Ouija board one night. Don't know what kind of spirit they invited in. Because you, when you open up and call spirits,
mm-hmm.
you don't know who you're calling. Mm. It's not always... You may think you might be calling your grandma, but yeah. you could be calling demons from the underworld. So you never know. But they opened a door, and after that, that guy was never the same, and he got possessed, and it was to the point where up till today, he's still in a mental institute locked up because they believe that he has a ghost inside of him. You're going to hate. There is one more story.
What?
When I went to Fiji, so we took a girls' trip in Hawaii in November, went yeah. to Fiji in December.
Yeah.
Fijians believe that if you, and this is what a Fijian person told me. Fijians believe that if you have a ghost inside of you, right, you need to fuck it out. Wait.
What?
Yeah, you need to have sex to get it out of your body. And I asked, I said, why would you even say this?
Yeah.
And they said, because the demon that's inside of you is a man.
Okay.
And what? And it's not gay. It was weird. It's their belief that if someone gets possessed.
Any of what you just said makes sense?
Hold on. I'm coming to why it was said to me. When I was coming back, we were taking a Jetstar flight from Nandi to Sydney. So I'm about to check in, right? And yeah. I've had zero sleep.
Yeah.
And as you know, as staff, we can't really, we have to wait. Out of nowhere, all I hear is, ooh, ooh, and it gets louder and louder and louder.
Okay.
And I'm looking at my mum like, what the hell's going on? And it was like a deafening scare. Like, if you heard it, it brings chills to your bones. I look to the side and everyone's kind of moving and like running. Yeah. This security lady, she was screening people, suddenly collapsed and started withering like a snake towards the counters. And she was coming, and she was, the funniest thing was she was coming this way. All you see is I just did a backflip and went like behind the counter. I'm like, not today. I'm like, I'm not. And then
I think I remember this. You told me this.
No one, like a lot of people tried to hold her down. Like they couldn't hold her. This lady was actually withering like a snake on the side while she was like convulsing and screaming and coming towards people. And they think that she was possessed.
Yeah, she sounds like she was
possessed. I thought I was like, honestly.
You lost it.
Yeah, and it's also because there was a tornado in Fiji and some Fijian guy was like to me, tornadoes bring out the ghosts of Fiji.
Oh my God, only in Fiji would you hear that kind of crap.
Only in Fiji would you have a lady withering instead of thinking that she's having a seizure. She's probably possessed by a ghost.
Oh my God.
That was seriously terrifying. But there's so many stories of ghosts in Fiji. Like everyone tells me, even my cousin's seen a ghost in Fiji.
Dude, there's so many stories in India where you see ghosts. I'm sure we can get a lot of people tell us ghost stories.
To think, but if you heard the noises that she was making, even my siblings were like, oh, yeah, we don't get scared that easily. That's
twisted.
My mum was like, don't go near her. Like, she's like, I'm like, yeah, because it's really going to come into me at this stage. But I was behind the counters. I was very scared.
Hey, do you believe in the afterlife?
Yes and no. That's a very broad topic. You need to like, do I believe that there is life after death?
Yes. Isn't that what it means?
I don't know.
Do you believe in reincarnation?
God, I don't know.
Didn't you say you're going to come back as a toilet brush?
Yes, I will be coming back as a toilet brush for all the bad things I've done in my life. That is for sure. I mean, I do believe that there is something in the after, like there is an afterlife.
Mm.
I don't know if there's a hell or heaven because it's not largely proven.
No.
But I do hope that when we do move on from this life that there is something there for us. People have said that when you know how they think there's a lot of speculation about how there's a white light. Mm-hmm. Some scholars believe that the white light you see is you entering into another birth, another reincarnation of yourself.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
Do you think you have, what about this? Do you think before this life you had a past life?
I was going to say that because you know how you hear people say, oh, it's like I knew you from my past life or something. I feel like I do. Like, I don't know. I feel like I believe it just for, like, entertainment purposes. Just because it's cool to think about purposes. That. It's really cool to think about that. Like, if you were someone else in your past life.
I have two theories about who I was in my past life and who I probably loved in my past life. And that it could have carried over. But I also believe, you know how as Indians they have that saying that if you get married and you do 7 rounds, you are connected for 7 lifetimes. It's interesting to think about it because I believe that, this is honestly the truth, I believe that whoever I will marry is someone that I've married in my past lives.
So you're just marrying the same?
Yeah, I'm marrying the same soul.
Didn't you say that you didn't believe in religion in the last podcast?
I don't. It's very weird that I, when it comes to stuff like this, I do end up believing certain things and then
you are
certain
such things that I dismiss. Like, dumb person. Things. You contradict yourself so much.
I don't believe in religion, but there are certain things that I do believe in. That doesn't
make sense. You can't just say I don't believe in religion and then fucking say I believe in XYZ parts of religion. That's so stupid.
It's
you
not believe a part in it. Of religion. I believe in souls. I believe people have souls.
But you that also go to church and you say you don't believe in God.
First of all, I only go during Easter and Christmas.
Why? Free Easter eggs?
No, they don't give you Easter eggs. No, but in reality, I do believe that. And it's been proven, actually. There was a story out a couple of years ago. There was a child. I don't know if you saw this. It's a documentary as well. There was a child in London, and he kept telling his mum, I was shot. I died. This is where I died. Yeah. And the mother was like, you know, what are you talking about? She did a little bit of research and found out that it was true, that there was someone that died where he was saying, you know, that his death happened, and there was a certain person that's what his name was. And he's literally described everything word for word. Wow. How can you, you know, when things like that come up, when a child is saying, I remember this, I remember that. He was only like 4 or 5 years old. But then again, the deaths happened 20, 30 years before his time. So it was all true. They went to the country. I think it was Ireland or whatever. They went to the house. It was still there. They went to the farmyard and they found everything. So it's, you know.
Oh, let me tell you a scary story. It's actually not that scary. But remember when I told you when my dad's mum died?
Mm-hmm.
So she was deaf. Like, she was deaf for, like, 50 years. But she died when she was 80, and she was deaf for, like, I think 50 years of her life. Like, completely deaf. She knew sign language and everything. But, yeah, she was completely deaf. So the day that she died, I don't know if you know this, you know that Indian custom where they lie the body, like, if they know that the body or the person's about to die, they lie them on the floor so that the soul can exit?
I had no idea.
I don't know. It's a thing. So they lie them flat on the ground and because they want the soul to peacefully exit. And she was still like alive, but you could tell she was struggling. And she kept saying my dad's name. And then they called my dad and it would have been like maybe 2 a.m., 3 a.m. here. And they told him, oh, she's, you know, she's going to die. And then they gave her the phone. They put it on her ear. And he said it in, like, in Hindi. He was like, oh, mom, I'm coming. And keep in mind, she's deaf. She can't hear anything. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, mom, I'm coming. And then she died straight after.
Oh, that is so sad.
Isn't it like the... Doesn't it give you chills?
Yeah.
And it's just the, like, it's so strange because you're like, how does that even work? Because you can't hear. And you...
She just knew.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was really strange.
Well, when my grandma passed away, the night before, she ended up reading the whole Bhagavad Gita. So Bhagavad Gita is like our Bible.
Yeah.
And she ended up reading the whole thing. And once she finished it, she passed away peacefully in her sleep. No heart attack, no nothing, no cardiac arrest. She just left.
Yeah, I remember you telling us that. That was...
But my grandma was a very, like a very, very... She was a very God-fearing person. Like, she believed wholeheartedly in religion. So, for her, you know, when I was younger, my grandma always told me that she was a big believer in reincarnation. She always told me that if I didn't live the right way, I was going to come back as a cockroach. So, and then...
I guess you're coming back as a cockroach.
Definitely. I'm coming back as a toilet brush and a cockroach. But it's weird because ever since my grandma died, there's been a black crow outside my house, and it's
what?
Like, yeah, there's and it's outside my window every day. I open up my I open up my shutters and it's there. It is staring
into. What does
that mean? Like a black crow.
You know what I've heard? I heard this in primary school. If you ever see a crow that's, it's a dead crow, it means someone in your family, has died.
I know. This is a real live crow. Yeah, it literally just stares at me. And I told my mum about this a couple of months ago and I said, Mum, there's a crow. Like, it won't leave.
Yeah.
It just will not leave. And my mom's like, yeah, that's probably your grandma. I'm like, what? I'm like, why is it outside my window? But my grandma did love me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you've... Were you close to your grandparents?
Yeah, for sure.
Whenever I feel like I want to speak to my grandmother,
mm-hmm.
and I just really... Like, because you do have days... Because I was very close to my grandma, like, very close. So you do have days where you feel like, oh, shit, like, I want to talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
On two occasions, I've actually spoken to my grandma.
Really?
Yeah, like had full conversations and she was happy and healthy. She was her younger self.
Like how? Like you're dreaming or you're
awake?
Yeah,
like I was awake? Dreaming. I was and the dream felt so real because we're sitting there having conversations. My mother doesn't believe that it's my grandma.
Mm-hmm.
My mom thinks that it's my subconscious, obviously, mm-hmm. trying to recap. But it's the more, I've never seen what my grandma looked like when she was younger.
Mm.
And to see her, and I remember the first time I had a dream, I was like, Mom, what did grandma look like when she was, this is my dad's mom. I was like, she's like, I don't know. So we got a couple of photos and I realized, holy crap, that's my grandma.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, Mom, my subconscious cannot make up a person I've never seen.
Yeah.
And, yeah, and like, you know, she had conversations. Like, she's like, you know, I do love you. I'm happy. I'm healthy. Like, I don't feel pain as I did when I was here. And stuff like that. And then she asked me, she's like, how are you? You know, have you found someone? Like, yeah, she's always asking me, you know, when are you getting married? All these questions from my grandma. And that was the first time I spoke to her. The second time, it was my grandma and my grandpa.
Oh.
So it's just like, it can't be a coincidence. I don't know. But then
this
again.
I have a silly story.
Mm-hmm.
My mum told me this. It was from when she was younger. She said that there was, like, an old lady in their town or something that used to live there. And she died. And she just came, she was brought back to life, but she came back to life somehow. And then when she came back to life, she told everyone that she had seen with the afterlife and that she had seen everything. And she explained, you know, what she saw. She saw, like, two men on, like, horses and, like, a gate. And they were like, oh, no, you're not supposed to die yet. And then they brought her back to life or whatever. And they told her that if you tell anyone what you saw, you won't ever be able to speak again. And she came back to life. She told everyone or her family what she saw. And the next day, her tongue got twisted by itself. And she was never able to talk again.
Oh, my God. Is this all like... wives' tale, or is it something realistic?
Dude, I swear, I remember my mum telling me, her uncle, or a relative, that he died and he came back to life. While, you know how in India, they put you on the logs of sticks and they burn your body?
Yeah.
Was
he dead for like a minute or actually dead?
Well, he was dead to the point where they redressed him and then put him on the logs. Like, it would have been more than a minute.
Would have been a couple of days.
And he came back to life before they were about to light him on fire.
What?
Yeah. Like, he was like, it wasn't my time. It wasn't my time.
Oh, my God. Well, technically, if you want to speak about dying, I've died once.
But what?
Yeah, my heart stopped for, like, a minute and a half.
When?
Oh, I had a really bad allergic reaction a couple of years ago, and as everyone knows, I'm allergic to everything.
Yeah.
I got injected with a medication which I was allergic to.
Yeah.
And because of that, my heart stopped. And I remember I was like to my mom, I'm like, bye. I literally said, Mom, bye. Apparently, I must have fallen back. Everything went dark. I don't remember anything except...
Did you see the afterlife?
No, clearly I did not, because I woke up and my mom was bawling like she was... in hysterics in Auburn Hospital.
Yeah.
And she had my younger sister and like my mum's like shaking and stuff. And then I had like 50 doctors. And my first question was, why is my bed wet?
Like, did you piss yourself?
So when your heart stops, your body starts to secrete everything.
Yeah.
And that's what happened. Like, my body literally secreted everything. And so I came back to life and I was like, what happened? And the doctor's like, we thought you died for like 2 minutes. And I'm like, oh, that's great. Didn't see anything. I just went blank. I did not see anything. I don't remember anything. It was literally just black.
Dude, I wanted to do like an episode on how to deal with death and just death in general. This would have been such a good story for just that.
I'll tell
you. Like, you can literally talk about how you nearly died or died.
Died and came back to life. But that's like not the first time it's happened though.
That's so scary.
Yeah, it is. It's weird as well, because if people are having these dreams about the afterlife, clearly I was going to hell. Because like, I didn't see the light. All I saw was black.
You clearly. Just saw light. Oh, you didn't see the light.
I didn't see the light. I just saw the darkness. And I just remember coming back to life and I was like, what is going on? My main issue was, why is my bed wet?
I heard that ghosts are spirits that just don't want to let go.
And yeah, they have unfinished business. But there can also be ghosts that just don't want to leave because they want to haunt someone or they feel like they aren't ready to leave.
Yeah, exactly.
I would never want to be, you know, if it was my unfinished business, it's probably someone that I love getting married again or something.
Oh, I have another weird story. It's not really scary, but this would be my cousin's wife. She was pregnant with her second child. I think it was a boy. They knew it was a boy. And her husband was driving home from work alone. And he got into an accident where his car was like, I guess it was completely gone. Like, he would have died in that accident, but he didn't, luckily. And people were surprised how, because his head got severely injured.
Oh no.
His head. But he was alive. It was fine. Like, his head got severely injured. So he was fine and he was still alive. And then, you know, a few weeks passed and he was recovering at home. And then his wife was like, I feel weird. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know, something might be wrong with the baby. And then they went to get the baby checked. And this is, I'm being serious. She told us this word for word. They went to get the baby checked and they're like, your baby doesn't have a head. And we're like, what? The baby didn't end up growing a head and they had to abort the baby.
Because of the car crash?
No, she wasn't in the accident. She was at home. But what they're saying is that her husband was alive and got saved, but the baby...
ended up giving his life for the husband.
Yeah. Like, apparently the accident was, like, so bad that people were surprised he survived that accident. They were like, he should have died. And even the doctors was like, his head's been severely injured. He's, like, you know, his brain looks like it's been severely injured. But he was still under recovering at home. And then a few months later, they find out the baby she's carrying doesn't have a head.
Did he recover well, though?
Yeah, he's fine now.
My God, that's very scary.
I just remembered that. Like, oh, I remember when I heard that. And I was like, what the hell are you talking about? Because obviously, like, you know, there's situations where, like, your baby doesn't develop properly. But
to think that a little baby would give up its life for its dad, or that even it's...
I don't know. It's so scary.
Maybe she just had, you know, if you look at it scientifically, maybe she just had some abnormal cells and that was just a coincidence. But that sounds way too creepy to be a coincidence. Yeah,
exactly. That was so scary.
Oh my God. Jeez. I have a theory that I'm so obsessed with, as we know.
What?
My type of guys are very different. They're military, ex-military, mercenaries. I have a theory. Hold on. I genuinely have a theory. I know before, I can see the face that you're pulling right now.
I know what you're going
to
say.
That my past life, I was married to someone that went to war and didn't come back.
Really?
100%. I really feel like that is it, because
that makes sense.
I've gone to even lay flowers on soldiers' graves that I don't know. I've done that.
Well, maybe you were in the military.
Could be, but that doesn't explain why I only want to date military men. Or members that have served in the past. There has to be some sort of, you know, connection from my past life to this life. So that's why when you ask me that, you know, I feel like I must have been either in the military or married to the military, either or.
I'm trying to think about I don't know if I have any memories or if I have any, like, experiences where I think, oh, that could be from my past life. I don't think I do, to be honest.
I mean, who knows? Maybe Brotham was, you know, someone you married years and years ago. This is funny. I have a friend that went to a palm reader.
Mm-hmm.
And the palm reader told her that she was the reincarnation of Cleopatra. You know what I think about it? Could honestly be true. Really and truly. I mean, all of her traits match up to Cleopatra. They really do. She's headstrong, you know. It was ridiculous. So when I think about past lives, I know for a fact I was probably married to the military.
Maybe. I mean, it makes sense based on how obsessed you are with...
And honestly, I have no military past. Like, I don't have anyone that's in the military. I don't... You know, my family doesn't have a military background. Mm-hmm. You know, we're all accountants or doctors or lawyers or, you know, something like that. But it's just weird. I mean, I'm sure that you have an inkling or, like, you would think, okay, is this something I would have done in my past life? Everyone has that.
There's always a time where I have deja vu. Where I'm like, oh, I've done this. I have that so much. Do you ever have deja vu?
Yeah, I've been having it more and more often.
I have it so many times. Like, and it's like the littlest things. Like, I don't know, like picking up a pen and writing something down. I'm like, I already did this. I've done this. Do you ever feel like, can you imagine if, like, we're all just programmed and then we just get reset every time something fucks up?
That's true. It could happen. But I think our bodies won't. Or maybe our consciousness has been moved from one brain to another. You never know. It's such a, like, broad topic because there have been people... You know, there's actually a... there are people that can tell you what you were in your past life and make you go through that. I think it's through hypnosis and stuff.
Oh, my God. We should do that one day.
No, I don't think I want to know. I really don't. I think if... Oh, if you're... Because there's two things. I really believe that if you have a past life, you should never look into it. You don't know what box you're going to open. What if I open up a box and realize I have a son and that he's still alive and that I have a husband that's still alive and I passed away for some odd reason?
Yeah, I guess.
My husband's like, what, 80? And my son's like, what, 60 or something? And I'm like 20 years old. I don't want to know.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean.
It is scary to think about it, though. You have to admit.
That was interesting.
It was.
I actually found that scary. I had to turn the light back on. We had the light off for a while, and then I turned it back on because it kind of spooked me out.
All right. Well, you know what? That's enough for tonight. I definitely have to drive home and yeah, by myself, and it's going to be super dark because I'm going to take the M4 and M7, and I'm really freaked out.
Yeah, I know. It's around... X-Files.
You know that... I honestly am so scared of X-Files.
Why?
Because I watched it as a kid and my parents... I was very young to understand what's going on. And every time I hear the music... It just...
The music's a bit...
That creepy. And The Mummy.
I love The Mummy.
I was 5 years old when my dad took me to the cinemas to watch The Mummy. And all I remember, and I remember this part very clearly, is the time the mummy ate his eyes and he had no eyes.
Me and Bretham watched The Mummy... I've watched every mummy. When we were in Egypt before we went on the pyramids tour, because we're like, we need to know everything. Let's just watch The Mummy.
Oh yeah, because that is so historically accurate.
No, it was good. I think this podcast is done.
Yeah, buddy. See you next week. Oh yeah.
I'm cropping that out. No, it was good. It was good to just like talk about scary shit.
Scary shit. Well, all right. We'll speak to you guys soon. Until our next podcast.
What should we talk about next time?
Maybe marriage, soulmates, grief, loss, husband, wives. I don't know.
You know what we should talk about? Like, we should talk about our own experiences of, like, fake friends.
Yeah, we definitely need to talk about that and address that those issues. And I'm pretty sure a lot of people have come across fake friends.
Yeah. All right, next week we will talk about fake friends and how to deal with those motherfuckers.
Until next week, see ya.
See ya.